The Alameda Unified School District is relaxing its dress code regulations to start with a new school year. This means there are only restrictions against wearing clothes displaying violent themes, pornographic images, or illegal activity. Ripped jeans, crop tops, and some trendy clothing will now be okay under the new guidelines as long as they are not too revealing. We're going to talk a little bit more about why the changes are being put in place. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Susan Davis. She is a spokeswoman for the Alameda Unified School District. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Why'd you make the changes?
You know, the impetus for the changes really came from a group of middle school students here in Alameda who had noticed that the prior dress code had been implemented inconsistently across our district. So some schools were more strict than others. But even more important than that, it was implemented inconsistently between girls and boys. So girls were being pulled out of class more often for dress code infractions, and that raises serious issues about equity to learning in the classroom.
Help us break down some of the do's and don'ts in terms of dressing for schools in your district now.
With the new dress code policy?
Yeah.
You know, they can wear, as you mentioned during your introduction, they can't wear anything that has pornographic imagery or language that alludes to gang violence or substance abuse, any kind of hate speech. They do need to wear a top, a bottom, and shoes. And teachers certainly can ask that, say, in a chemistry class or in a woodshop class, that children wear closed-toed shoes or a long-sleeve shirt for safety reasons. But what we are now allowing is hats in the classroom. So, for instance, there's some religious headwear that wasn't allowed under the old dress code. Those are now allowed. They can wear crop tops, as you mentioned, torn jeans. They can wear pajamas if they want. But really, I think what's more important than talking about what's allowed or not allowed is understanding that the impetus for this comes from reducing this disproportionate disciplinary impact between girls and boys, and also stopping with having teachers having to measure shorts or measure clothing and measure student bodies, and reducing the amount of times that students feel embarrassed in their classroom because they're not wearing the right kind of clothing.
Yeah, I remember when my daughter went to middle school, it was three fingers. That's how deep the tank top had to be on your shoulders.
Yep.
And fingertip lengths for shorts and skirts, and you get called and you have to go bring them some new clothes if that didn't work.
Yeah, and that can be really embarrassing, especially for young adolescents. They're so conscious of their changing bodies and so conscious of their clothing, and that was something that we wanted to stop because students were talking a lot about feeling really embarrassed, even feeling body shamed when they were called out on that. And as a district, we support students having a positive body image and feeling good about themselves in general.
Do you have a sense of whether this is an issue that's playing out at districts across the state, across the country?
Absolutely. This is an issue that's playing out in other districts across the state, even here in the Bay Area and across the country. And our own dress code policy is modeled on that created by the Oregon chapter of the National Organization of Women. And other cities have also adopted that one. For instance, Portland, Oregon is using the NOWS model policy, as is Evanston, Illinois.
Have you gotten any pushback on this? Someone said, don't do it. Don't do it. Keep the old rules in place.
Mostly we're getting positive feedback. So the students understand it exactly, and a lot of the parents understand it and have thanked us for having such a progressive policy around dress code and body image. Some people are pushing back against it. You know, certainly some families are saying we want our children to be dressed more appropriately or slightly more formally for school, and we're encouraging those families who have a stricter a sense of what children should wear to school to talk to their students. We think that these decisions about what to wear really should be between families and the student, and that teachers or the district office shouldn't be in the business of policing student dress.
Ms. Davis, thanks so much for making some time for us. Very much appreciated. Susan Davis speaks for the Alameda Unified School District, which has relaxed its dress code regulations.